O God, who has given us minds to know thee, hearts to love thee, and voices to show forth thy praise, give us grace, we beseech thee, to dedicate ourselves freely to thy service, that we may reverently fulfil the worship of thy sanctuary and beautify the praises of thy house. Through Jesus Christ. Amen. We meet on this Mothering Sunday in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Praise God who loves us.
Praise God who cares.
We begin our worship this morning with King of Glory, King of Peace, that great George Herbert song. Welcome. Today is the fourth Sunday of Lent, Laetare, or Refreshment Sunday. And it's a day in which traditionally has been allowed as a day of relief from the rigour of Lent, as on the Feast of the Annunciation, which almost always falls in Lent, we are permitted to take a break from the austerity of Lent. The Feast of the Annunciation, 9 months before Christmas, is when the angel visited Mary to tell her that she'd been chosen by God to bear his son Jesus. In medieval times, members of religious orders returned to their mother house and diocesan clergy to the cathedral, the mother church. Later on their one day off a year, young girls and some boys in service were allowed to return home to visit family and friends, and they often gathered flowers on the way to take home for their mothers. And so Laetare Sunday provides the background to the modern observance of Mothering Sunday and all that we celebrate today, despite the great restrictions on our lives that are made for the sake of others. So let us call to mind our sin, our failure to value the love of others, and our failure to love as Christ has loved us. Your love gives us life from the moment of conception, yet we fail to live as your children. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You call us to do good, yet we seek our own good. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You hear us when we cry for help, yet we ignore the cries of others. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
The Father of all mercies, cleanse you from your sins, and restore you in his image to the praise and glory of his name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Praise God who loves us.
Praise God who cares.
God of compassion, whose Son Jesus Christ, the child of Mary, shared the life of a home in Nazareth and on the cross drew the whole human family to himself, strengthen us on our daily living, that in joy and in sorrow we may know the power of your presence to bind together and to heal. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. And the Lenten Collect, the Collect for Ash Wednesday. Almighty and everlasting God, you hate nothing that you have made, and forgive the sins of all those who are penitent. Create and make in us new and contrite hearts, that we, worthily lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, may receive from you, the God of all mercy, perfect remission and forgiveness, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Samuel. In due time, Hannah conceived and bore a son. She named him Samuel, for she said, "I have asked him of the Lord." The man Elkanah and all his household went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and to pay his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "As soon as the child is weaned, I will bring him, that he may appear in the presence of the Lord and remain there forever. I will offer him as a Nazarite for all time." Her husband Elkanah said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only may the Lord establish his word." So the woman remained and nursed her son until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, along with a 3-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine. She brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slaughtered the bull, and they brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as you live, my Lord, I am the woman who was standing here in your presence praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me the petition that I made to him. Therefore, I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he is given to the Lord." She left him there for the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Shall my heart rejoice?
praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. O that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts.
Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Meanwhile, standing near the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here is your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour the disciple took her into his own home. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord. Amen. The Bible stories of mothering are never twee or sentimental. When we hear the story of Samuel's mother Hannah and how she gives up her one and only child, how would we describe her? Perhaps we'd use words like passionate or generous, sacrificial, brave, joyful, trusting and faithful, but certainly not saccharine. And in today's gospel, Mary, we find her there present even in her sorrow. We find her faithful and grieving, caring and yet cared for, showing a love that is stronger than death itself. And mothering is all those things and much more. Without someone to do those things for us, without someone to look out for our interests, to defend us, to protect us, without someone to enable us to learn our purpose in life, without someone to model trust, faith and joy, without someone who will love us enough to let us go on our own way, without someone to take the risk of loving us, even knowing that the love we may bring them may only bring pain, without someone to stand with us in our times of greatest suffering, without someone to do those things for us, we're missing something very crucial. Mothers do all these things for their children, day in, day out, and they've done it through the centuries here in Exton and as far away as Idlib, and indeed across and around the world. For some children, their own biological mother may be absent or unable to be all that a mother should be. So for many others, there are organisations such as social services and many charities such as the NSPCC, Barnardo's, the Children's Society, a Church of England organisation, and our local women's refuges, and the Roberts Centre in Portsmouth. All these seek to do those mothering things for children who would otherwise never experience this kind of mothering. Protecting children in danger, being an advocate for children in trouble with the law, enabling children who are struggling to reach their God-given potential, taking a risk. They invest in the future of children in the knowledge that they must have their own integrity and yet at the same time walking with them on their journey of self-discovery and affirming all that children are, and in the words of Moses' own mother in Exodus, beautiful before God. So whoever our mothers are, be it biological mothers, foster or adoptive mothers, or indeed welfare organisations, we feel and experience those great gifts of being cared for. And on this day, we should remember that and also reach out to those that have done it, even though we're discouraged from visiting and placing our mothers and those who've mothered us at risk. For in these times of pandemic, and indeed in many other worldwide situations of extreme suffering, tragedy and crisis, those who mother us find new ways and life-giving ways of creating family and community, just as Jesus even did from the cross when he asked his mother and his best friend to care for one another when he'd gone. So as you think about your own life, your experiences of mothering or of being mothered, remember with thanksgiving the people who've done those things for each and every one of us. Perhaps also remember the times when, sadly, We've been failed by those who were supposed to care for us, or those times when we ourselves have failed to care for others. If mothering were only done by mothers, it would be very hard indeed to ensure that everyone received the nurturing protection, love, sacrifice, guidance that we need to become the people we are meant to be. So as a church community, we are also called into the role of mothering that sometimes might need to be just as desperate, fierce, loyal, grieving as mothers in today's readings. If we as a church truly love the community in which we are situated, just as God loves us, and if we rise to the challenges of these times, and if we are to be God's holy people for God's needy world, then we will feel the pain of the world's suffering, and we will be willing to sacrifice something of ourselves in order to bring to birth God's purposes for the world. So in the pandemic, many are seeking to comfort and offer practical care for those sick, isolated and afraid. We might consider the commandment, honour thy mother and thy father, and realise that it requires us all to look out and care for the elderly. Or the other commandment that Jesus himself quotes, love thy neighbour as thyself, and realise that it requires us all to look out and care for those around us who may be in any sort of need. How are our neighbours today? How do we know? Is someone near self-isolating and unsupported, or just unable to go out? Can any one of us help? Of course, without risking our own health and that of others. Let's not assume all is well around us. Let's watch out for every single person, especially for the elderly who may be cut off from their families, and those who live alone. Do they have enough food, medicines, such as painkillers? Do they have enough fluids? We can't afford to be complacent, nor, of course, can we be reckless. So let's try and sensibly allay the risk of fear and, above all, selfishness. For on the cross, God's love is nailed firmly to the world so as never to let it go. Is our love for the world as firmly fixed as this? Are we this passionate about nurturing the world into becoming the place where God created it to be? A truly parental love is one that would give anything and everything for the child. This is the love of God that we see on the cross. But this is also the love we are called to have for one another and which the church is called to have for the world. When we love like that, we're making our mothering God visible and real and live in the world, now and forever. Amen. Let's stand to declare our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. As children of the loving God, who always listens to our cries, let us pray to our Father in heaven for the health and well-being of our nation, that all who are fearful and anxious may be at peace and free from worry. God of love,
hear our prayer.
For the isolated and housebound, that we may be alert to their needs and care for them in their vulnerability. God of love,
hear our prayer.
For our homes and families, our schools and young people, and all in any kind of need or distress. God of love,
hear our prayer.
For a blessing on our local community, that our neighbourhoods may be places of trust and friendship, where all are known and cared for. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, you have given us the right to be called children of God. Help us to show your love in our homes, that they may be places of love security, and truth, God of love,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, Jesus, your Son, was born into the family of Mary and Joseph. Bless all parents and all who care for children. Strengthen those families living under stress, and may your love be known where no human love is found. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, we thank you for the family of the Church. We pray that all may find in her their true home, that the lonely, the marginalized, the rejected may be welcomed and loved in the name of Jesus, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Loving God, as we see the brokenness of our world, we pray for healing among the nations, for food where there is hunger, for freedom where there is oppression, for joy where there is pain, that your love may bring peace to all your children. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Merciful Father, loving God, accept the cries of our heart as we offer you prayers. Through them, transform us and all creation until you are all and through all. We ask these and all our prayers in the name of Jesus. Amen.
On this Mothering Sunday, we say the short litany for mothers. Praise God who loves us. Praise God who cares. For the care of mothers, thanks be to God. For their patience when tested, thanks be to God. For their love when tired, thanks be to God. For their hope when despairing,
thanks be to God.
For their service without limit, thanks be to God. Thank you, God, for the love of our mothers. Thank you, God, for their care and concern. Thank you, God, for the joys they have shared with us. Thank you, God, for the pains they have borne for us. Thank you, God, for all that they give us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.